If you had a, did you ever grow a watermelon that you used just, it was mainly a shipping watermelon, one that, you know, had kind of thick, it's kind of gray.
Yeah. It used to be a green one too, you know, green striped one. But I don't recall now. It's been about 15 years since I messed with watermelons.
Did you ever hear one called a stone mountain?
Yeah. Yeah, stone mountain.
Did you ever hear watermelons call names because their stripes resemble snakes a little bit? Hear one called a rattlesnake or something like that? Or, what was some of those other names watermelons? If you had kind of something, would you ever grow something that looks kind of like a watermelon, but it's not too good to eat? It's not, it's real.
Citrons.
What can you do anything with a citron?
Yeah, I've eaten citron preserves.
Yeah, I think I have. It's a long time ago. Yeah, I never. I used to have a cousin, you know. Sometimes we maybe steal watermelons. sometimes, you know, you see a citron growing inside the side of the road or something, you know.
Yeah, you know, across the watermelons. Now, look, just about like a watermelon.
I know. You get it, you take it home, you cut it, and it's a citron.
You know, crack open.
Yeah. That's pretty bad. If you had a, what kinds of vegetables did you grow on your farm?
Peas, butter beans, squash, okra.
Do you have different kinds of squash?
Yep, you know, I don't know the names of them. I declare I don't. Mostly, all we grew was just the old common squash, you know, with the twisted neck. But last few years, you know, it started growing different. Squash get big, you know.
Getting real big.
Yeah, different colors.
Big okra now, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, really big. I saw some in Cockwood that was about this long.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was monstrous. I never had seen anything like that. It looks a little different, too. You know, it's kind of convoluted at the end. It kind of goes and comes to the end. It's strange.
I hadn't thought of that.
It's
I wonder what it tastes like.
So I was talking to said it tastes pretty good. You know, it had big pods in it. It's pretty good. Where would you keep your cows at?
Used to keep them in the woods. Of course, you got to take into consideration that it's been about 12 years since I left the farm.
Yeah.
Then when we kept cows, we kept them in the woods.
How would you get them back in the afternoon?
Call them.
How would you, can you remember how you did that?
Just though.
Would you call all the cows, or would you have one particular cow that would?
Well, we didn't have too much beef, not beef cattle, you know, we kept in the fields. The cows was going to butcher. And all, but the old milk cows, they'd turn loose in the woods. Or in the pasture.
Did you ever have one particular cow, maybe an old female cow? That would, if you could get her to do something, the others would follow.
Yeah.
Did you have a name for that cow?
I don't recall.
Do you ever call her a lead cow or
lead
anything?
Lead cow, yeah.
Did you ever hear her called other names? Could you remember anything?
No. Not right off.
Where would you keep hogs and pigs and things like that?
Used to keep them in pens, you know. And in the fall of the year, we'd put them in the cornfield after we picked corn.
Yeah.
And sometimes grow peanuts, put them in peanut fields. And